Probably, gingham material, which you could make clothes out of it. Usually it had designs on it, you know, and flower sacks were, well, you go out, you buy a sack of flour based on the kind of material you wanted for a dress or whatever.
You ever heard any other name for that?
Flower sacks?
Or especially the kind that maybe a fertilizer come in, a feed or something.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Now, I call them gunny sacks. That's one. Another one is corn sacks. That's another term. Mm-hmm. Corn sacks, we call them. Gunny sacks, burlap sacks.
You ever hear the term croaker sack?
Croaker sack, yes.
That's same thing.
I never used that term though.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know where it came from. We always use the word corn sacks.
Georgia, Alabama, you hear that?
What is a croaker?
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know either. That's why I didn't know you call it that.
Croaker sack, all I know. Yeah, it's a, you hear croaker's bag too. Don't know the relationship between the two. Mm-hmm. That's
no.
One of the things we're studying right now.
That's right.
And let's see, what about something made out of paper that you might put your fruit in the grocery store? What would you call that?
Paper sack. Paper bag.
You ever eaten a bag and sack? You differentiate between those two things?
No.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Because I have a bag made out of cloth I use for fishing. A fishing bag. You know, I use it for catching, putting fish in.
And let's see, in the past, if you wanted to buy pickles or crackers sometime at an old general store, there might be some, what do you call that, big wood?
Probably a crock. Mm-hmm. Crock is made of, no, it's a barrel more likely. A crock is made of ceramic. Mm-hmm. Ceramic crock, a wooden barrel, keg. Mm-hmm. Could be a small, see, as small as it's called a keg. Large is called a barrel.
What's your term for the things that go around the barrel to hold
them. Okay.
In place.
All right. You have the staves. Mm-hmm. You have the band. I call it a band.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What's your term for the? Let's say you want to put some oil in your car.
Yes.
And you couldn't. You didn't want to get it all over yourself. You might pour it through what first?
So foam.
Mm-hmm. And. What term do you have for? Do you have a term for the amount of wood that you carry at
mm-hmm.
one time?
Yeah, arm load.
Mm-hmm.
Arm load of wood.
And
or turn.
Turn. Would you ever use those for anything besides wood?
Yeah, sure. Arm load of corn. I want to carry corn. I miss enough. Or call it a turn to T-U-R-N. It's an old expression. Goes back to the slave days.
He had an electric lamp over there, and the light burns out in the electric lamp, and you have to put in a new one.
A bulb.
Mm-hmm. And what about what do you call the thing that when a woman says she's washed clothes and she has them in the clothes bag? What do you call the thing that she would carry the long clothes bag?
Clothes hamper.
When a woman does her washing and ironing together, or washes and dries the clothes together at the same time, do you have any special name that says she's doing the what?
The laundry.
Laundry?
Yeah, the laundry.
Say that you have a bottle with some liquid in it, you use about a half of it, and you don't have a resealable cap, what might you put in there?
Put a stopper, mm-hmm. cork.
Do you ever see a little instrument around you sometimes? Children used to play them, blowing them mm-hmm. like this back and forth. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Well, there's two words. One is harmonica, but we learned the word harp. That was a colloquial expression. Mm-hmm. They also had a thing that's called a Jew's harp.
Thank you.
That's right. That was still the same thing, Jew's harp.
You know, my father plays both of those.
Yes.
And,
harmonica is probably more fancy. It's a chromatic sort of device they know how to use.
Was that, you figured harmonica, did you know that term before you started school?
No, never did. Harp.
And something you pound nails with, you just call that a what?
With a hammer.
And if you have a wagon, you know, when you have two horses, stitched up to it. What do you call that thing that runs, you know, between the horses?
It's probably called a tongue.
And if you have a buggy, and you have two things, you back a horse between them, what do you call those?
Saddle gun. It's hard to remember that. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the term shafts for that?
Shafts? Mm-hmm. Could have.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And the thing that you would use to drive the horse with is the...
Okay. That's probably the whip.
Mm-hmm. And on the outside...
Buggy whip. That's all. Mm-hmm.
The outside of the wagon wheel, the steel outside, you call that the what?
The rim.
Mm-hmm. And you have a name for it. You know, when a horse is, say, hitched to the wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to, you have a name for that?
No.
You ever heard single tree?